You're listening to SBS News.
A NASA spacecraft circling an ancient asteroid 200 million miles away is about to reach out and make contact. The OSIRIS-REx spacecraft will attempt to descend to the boulder-packed surface of the asteroid Bennu on Wednesday, Australian time, and snatch a handful of rubble. It'll be America's first crack at collecting asteroid samples for return to Earth, a feat accomplished so far only by Japan. Beth Buck is the Mission Operations Program Manager at Lockheed Martin, the company which designed and built the spacecraft, the asteroid sampling system, and the sample return capsule.
We've been flying OSIRIS-REx now for 4 years, and we are culminating the whole point of this mission is to get this sample of this asteroid. So tomorrow we're going to actually leave our orbit and we're going to go in and actually tag or touch and go, because we can't land on this asteroid with the low gravity. We're going to touch the surface, we're going to stir it up, and we're going to collect some of this regolith material so that then we can bring that back to Earth here in another 3 years and really study this material.
The van-sized spacecraft is aiming for the relatively flat middle of a tennis court-sized crater named Nightingale. Beth Buck says it's not a large target to be aimed at from 200 million miles away.
It's a little bit of a diamond shape of an asteroid. It's the smallest body we've ever orbited. And for reference, that diameter is about the height of the Empire State Building.
Bo Bierhaus, the Lockheed Martin scientist in charge of the mission's touch-and-go sample acquisition mechanism, or TAGSAM, says getting close enough to the surface poses some serious challenges.
The sample site is also surrounded by some fairly large boulders. There's one boulder just to the east of the sample site that within the team we've affectionately called Mount Doom. It's about the size of a 2.5-story building, and the spacecraft is literally flying over that boulder before then dropping into the tag site.
Among the scientists looking forward to examining the asteroid material is Dante Loretta, a professor of planetary science and cosmochemistry at the University of Arizona's Lunar and Planetary Laboratory. He told the Our House homeschooling website they're going to have to be patient, as it'll take a while for the spacecraft to get back to Earth.
We actually can't leave the asteroid until 2021, so there's a window when we can leave the asteroid and get back to the Earth, and the sample will be back in September of 2023.
Scientists want to bring back at least 2 ounces worth of Bennu. That's about a handful. Professor Loretta says the material brought back from space will be examined by scientists from all over the world.
So the sample will land in the Utah desert at an Air Force range called the Utah Test and Training Range, and then we'll fly it to NASA's Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas. And then it gets distributed to laboratories all over the world, including right here at the University of Arizona in Tucson.
Bia Bauhaus believes the mission will give scientists an insight into the history of life on Earth.
By going and collecting the sample from Bennu, we're reaching back in time and we're collecting some of those early ingredients. And importantly, we're getting material that we think is going to be carbon rich and representative of materials that were processed by water. And of course, two of the big questions about the formation of life and the evolution of life on Earth, those are related to the presence of carbon and water.
Alan Lee, SBS News.